Can CBD be used to treat pain in humans without getting them high? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jenny Wilkerson, research assistant professor in the Department of Pharmacodynamics at the University of Florida, looks into this question.
Cannabidiol, or CBD, a minor constituent of marijuana, does not get people high, unlike marijuana's main constituent, delta-9 THC. CBD also does not seem to be addictive. There is mounting evidence in preclinical laboratory studies that show that CBD may be of use for the treatment and prevention of neuropathic pain, or a type of chronic pain due to nerve cell damage. In a mouse model of this type of pain, CBD injections prevented and reversed the development of one hallmark sign of neuropathic pain called mechanical allodynia. This is a sensation of pain due to a non-noxious stimulus such as a feeling of clothing on an area of skin that has a sunburn. A new study from McGill University in Montreal, Canada, shows that oral administration of CBD produces these same effects in rats with a similar type of pain. In these studies, the scientists discovered that these effects are likely due to the actions at serotonin receptors. An important caveat to these findings is that not all compounds that produce effects in rodent pain studies will work in humans. Thus, until more scientific studies are conducted, the hype that CBD can successfully treat various forms of pain in humans is premature. Further, taking CBD with certain drugs could diminish or enhance the effects of prescriptions, leading to problems controlling particular medical conditions that were once well managed, or increased side effects of other medications. There have been numerous consumer reports that show the actual amount of CBD that is in these over-the-counter products is significantly less than what is reported on the label. Also, some of these over-the-counter products contain enough THC to show up on drug tests. For these reasons, it is incredibly important to talk to your doctor or pharmacist about potential interactions with other drugs before taking or trying CBD.
That was Jenny Wilkerson of the University of Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.